What up, peeps? Doug here from Dizzy Doug TV. So, most of you that follow me on Twitter know that I said I was going to sell my MacBook Pro and buy a new one, and I did. Put it up on eBay. Auction ended last night, and long story short, last Friday, my Snow Leopard disc arrived. It was waiting at the house for me when I got home from work. Had a quick meeting that I had to go to, and when I got back, I installed it, did an archive and install, and it was running great. Everything was fast. It was running pretty good. No complaints, really. It was running faster than Leopard, and I was content with it. So what I did last night when the auction ended, because I have a super duper backup, won't be using that in the new one, but I also have a Time Machine backup that I'm going to use to restore on my new Mac when I get it. But what I did is I did a clean install of Snow Leopard on this MacBook Pro. Now, this MacBook Pro, I bought it in early 2008, I want to say end of February, March, right after the, I think it was the end of February, and it was one of the new ones that were just announced. I got this one like a week, maybe a week after they were announced last year. One of the, it was the first model with the multi-touch gestures built into the trackpad. So it's a Core 2 Duo, 2.4 gigahertz. And I got to tell you, I've always been happy with the performance. I was happy with Snow Leopard when I installed it, when I did my archive and install last Friday. But last night when I did the clean install of Snow Leopard on the sucker, I got to tell you that Snow Leopard is stupid fast. It was fast before, but oh my gosh. This thing is booting so quickly. It's never booted. I mean, we're talking from the time that you hear, I really should have timed this, because from the time that you hear that trademark Apple ding when you turn it on to the time when it's actually in the OS ready to go is unbelievably quick. I mean, I know it's got to be 7-8 seconds, which is incredible. The applications were launching nicely before, but I mean, we're talking a couple of seconds for an app to open up, be ready, and it is, like I said, stupid fast. Now, this is obviously bittersweet for me because it sold and buyer paid last night, shipped it out this morning, and I hope you're not listening to this without speakers. A big fuck you to PayPal, who yet again decided to hold my funds in my PayPal account until the item is shipped. So bittersweet for me, because I sold my Mac, and I'm going to be without a Mac for, I don't even want to tell you how long. It's going to be a minute. So, So again, it's bittersweet because I got to see a clean install of Snow Leopard, got to play with a clean install of Snow Leopard, running stupid fast. I'm really anxious to get a new MacBook Pro, but I'm not going to do so until these funds have been cleared on my PayPal account, because I'm not using anything. I'm not using the credit card, and that's not how I work. So, bittersweet. Stupid fast. Snow Leopard. My advice to everyone out there, if you heard me before, I've recommended the archive and install, and that works great. But if you have a external drive that you can do a Time Machine backup on to back up your user folder and all your important data, I would highly recommend doing a clean install of Snow Leopard. Once you've done the clean install, go into the Migration Assistant and re-import everything from your Time Machine backup. You will be happy that you did. So, for all of us here at Dizzy Doug TV, take care, keep it real, and don't let your tech get you dizzy. Later. Fuck you, PayPal.